Hvala Bogu za današnji dan.
Thank the Lord for this day.
Ja bih danas želeo da govorim na temu i sve stihove uglavnom ćemo čitati iz prve poslanice Jovanove.
Today we will be reading from 1 John.
Teo bih da govorim o obeležjima nanovorođenog čovjeka.
I would like to speak about the characteristics or the qualities of a born again Christian.
Ili za onog koji je rođen od gore.
Or the characteristics of a man born from above.
Apostol Jovan se bavio tom temom.
John talked about this subject.
Mi se svi sećamo trećeg poglavlja Evanđelja po Jovanu, isto.
We all remember the third chapter of John.
Sećate se šta je u trećem poglavlju?
What's in the third chapter?
Ko može se seti?
Who can remember? Ko je?
Tako je. Razgovor Isusa i Nikodima.
The conversation of Jesus and Nicodemus.
I u trećem stihu Gospod njemu kaže, prva reč koju mu kaže.
And in the third verse, the first word that Christ says to him.
Kaže da ako se ko ne rodi ponovo, ne može videti carstva Božjega.
He says if a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Tako da je to važna tema.
So that's a very important subject.
To je zapravo najvažnija stvar za svakog jednog čovjeka koji je rođen fizički na ovoj zemlji.
That's the most important subject for every person born on this earth.
Potrebno da se rodi i drugi put.
They need to be born again, a second time.
Da se rodi od gore, da se rodi od Gospoda.
To be born from above, from the Lord.
Sada, mi možemo dosta lako da kažemo i da mislimo da jesmo rođeni ponovo.
We can pretty easily say or think that we are born again.
Ali da ne bi bilo greške, apostol Jovan direktno se bavi tom problematikom.
But so that there wouldn't be any mistakes, Apostle John speaks directly about this.
Zato što pretpostavljam da je bilo vernika u njegovo vreme.
Because I'm guessing that there were Christians in his time.
Koji su govorili da jesu nanovo rođeni.
Who were saying they were born again.
Ali on verovatno vidio da nešto mnogo ne valja u njihovom životu.
But he probably saw that something was wrong in their lives.
I onda ih je učio, strpljivo.
So he was patiently teaching them.
I govorio je o bar šest velikih obeležja nanovorođenog čovjeka.
And he spoke about at least six big characteristics of a born again.
Ja sam napravio jedan slajd, Jožić će staviti, da bi bio tu kao podsjetnik.
I made one slide that Jožić will put up to be here as like a reminder.
I prvi put kada je spomenut jedan jasan dokaz da je neko nanovo rođen, to je u drugom poglavlju posljednji stih.
And the first time that a big characteristic or truth about someone was born again is in the second chapter verse 29.
Ne mislim naravno da su ovo jedina obeležja.
I don't think that this is the only proof or marker of a Christian.
Ali iz prve poslanice Jovanove koristio sam ovih šest stihova.
But from 1 John I used these six verses.
Gde se direktno koristi taj termin rođen od Boga.
Where you can directly see the terminology born of God.
Dakle, baš ono što je Isus razgovarao sa Nikodimom.
Exactly what Jesus was talking about with Nicodemus.
Tako da ova prva stvar, drugo poglavlje, 29. stih kaže ovako.
So in the second chapter, verse 29, it says like this.
Ako znate da je pravednik, ako znamo da je Isus pravednik,
if you know that he is righteous,
onda poznajemo da je svaki, ili da je Bog pravednik, onda poznajemo da je svaki koji tvori pravdu od njega rođen.
Then you know that everyone who also practices righteousness is born of him.
Mi znamo da je jedna od karakteristika Boga njegova pravednost.
We know that one of the characteristics of God is his righteousness.
Ali vidite, kad kažemo pravednost, mi obično ljudi mislimo sad kako on kažnjava.
But when we say righteousness, people think about how he punishes us.
Što je svakako istina da će biti.
Which is also true that it will happen.
Ali postoji jedna druga strana te pravednosti.
But there's another side of that righteousness.
A to čitamo u Rimljanima 4.
And we read about that in Romans 4.
Znate šta tamo kaže?
You know what it says there?
Da Bog nama uračunava našu veru u pravednost.
That God credits our
I znate šta još kaže? Da Bog pokazuje pravednost kada nam oprosti naše grehe. Wow!
It also says that God shows his righteousness when he forgives our sins.
Mi bi kazali, Bog pokazuje pravednost kada nas kazni za naše grehe.
We would say God shows his righteousness when he punishes us for our sins.
I jeste da će to doći na ovaj svet na kraju vremena.
That's true that will come in the end times.
Ali za one koji uzveruju Gospoda.
But those who believe in Christ.
Onda reč Božja kaže da on pokazuje pravednost što nam oprosti naše grehe.
Then it says he shows his righteousness in that he forgives our sins.
Zbog Isusove žrtve.
Because of Jesus' sacrifice.
Tako da možeš da imaš utehu u Božjoj pravednosti.
So you can be comforted in God's righteousness.
I kad se kaže Božja pravednost.
And when we say God's righteousness.
Ne moraš misliti na kaznu za svoje grehe.
You don't have to think about the penalty for your sin.
Nego možeš misliti na oproštenje svojih greha.
You can think about the forgiveness of your sins.
I to je divno.
And that's beautiful.
Ali u ovom kontekstu pravednost ovdje u ovom stihu.
But in this context of righteousness in this verse.
Mislim da ste razumijemo, to je ista reč koja se koristi u Rimljanima.
That's the same word that we use in Romans, righteousness.
Ali to govori o jednoj jednostavnoj činjenici.
Speaks about a simple fact.
Da verni ljudi.
That Christians.
Da oni koji se nazivaju nanovorođenim.
The ones that are called born again.
Jednostavno moraju imati pravednost u svom životu.
Must have righteousness in their lives.
Moraju postupati pravedno u svom životu.
They must act righteously.
Mislim da nama nije teško razumjeti šta je pravedno, šta je nepravedno.
I think it's not hard for us to understand what's righteous and what isn't.
Da li je pravedno nekog prevariti?
Is it righteous to trick somebody?
Da li je pravedno nekom nešto ukrasti?
Is it righteous to steal something from someone?
Da li je pravedno ponašati se grubo prema svojoj ženi?
Is it righteous to be rough towards your wife?
Prema svojoj deci?
Towards your children?
Mislim, svi znamo šta je pravednost.
We all know what righteousness is.
Čovjek koji nema pojma sa Bogom.
A man who knows nothing about God.
I ima opet osjećaj šta je pravedno.
Still knows what's righteous.
I mi živimo stvarno mi živimo u ovom vremenu kada su mnoge stvari izgubile svoju pravi smisao kako ih Bog vidi.
Where many things have lost their proper purpose the way God created them for.
I ono što može da se desi,
and something that can happen, it can be a result of that.
To je da i hrišćani počinju da poprimaju takve stvari.
Christians also take on those principles.
Ali apostol Jovan je bio veoma jasan.
Apostle John was very direct.
Ljudi, braćo, ako kažete da ste nanovo rođeni,
brothers, if you say you're born again,
mora da se vidi pravednost u vašem životu.
Righteousness must be evident in your life.
Pravednost u postupanju ili da kažem u odnosu sa Bogom.
Righteousness in the way you have your relationship with God.
Pravednost u odnosu sa ljudima.
Righteousness among people.
Pravednost u odnosu sa svojom porodicom.
To be righteous in your family affairs.
Sa svojim bližnjima.
With your close friends.
Na puno mjesta reč Božja govori o pravednosti u smislu praktične pravednosti života.
In many places the Bible speaks about righteousness and practical righteousness in everyday life.
Ja ne bih se toliko zadržavao na tome.
I wouldn't spend too much time talking about that.
Ali u svakom slučaju,
but either way,
ono što je jasno,
something that's very, very clear,
to je da ako kažeš da si nanovo rođen,
that is if you say that you're born again,
tvoj život se jednostavno u tvojim delima mora u mnogome razlikovati od života onoga koji nije nanovo rođen.
Your life and the way you behave must be very different from people who are unbelievers.
Kada kažem to, ne mislim samo naravno na moral.
When I say that, I don't mean just in a moral context.
Zato što mogu živjeti ljudi moralno i da ne vjeruju Boga.
Because many people can live morally righteous but not believe in God.
Ali kada govorimo o pravednosti za nanovorođene vernike,
when we speak about righteousness for born again Christians,
onda to mora uključivati i mnogo više od same, da kažem, ljudske moralnosti.
And that must include much more than just what we as people consider moral.
Koja ide mnogo dublje.
Goes much deeper.
Koja ide u misli.
Goes into our thoughts.
Koja ide u tvoju unutrašnjost.
Into your insides.
Koja se ne tiče samo onoga što kako ti deluješ spolja.
It's not just about how you look on the outside.
Dakle, ti želiš da slušaš Boga.
So you want to obey God.
Ti znaš da je pravedno da slušaš ono što on kaže.
You know that it's right and righteous to listen to what he says.
I to će se vidjeti u tvojom životu.
And that will be evident in your life.
Druga stvar.
The second thing.
Stih koji se danas čini mi se izbegava mnogo.
A verse that I think is much avoided nowadays.
Od strane vernika. Ali nema potrebe da ga izbegavamo.
There's no need to avoid it.
Treće poglavlje, 9. stih.
Chapter 3, verse 9.
Koji je god rođen od Boga ne čini greha.
No one who is born of God practices sin.
Jer njegovo seme stoji u njemu i ne može grešiti jer je rođen od Boga.
Because his seed abides in him and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Ja sam nazvao ovu stavku ne greši po navici.
I put a subject to this, do not sin as a habit.
Ili nije mu uobičajeno da greši. Da.
Or that it's not a habit of ours to do so.
I mislim da ćemo nadoći na to šta ovaj stih znači.
I think we will come to see what this verse means.
Ono što ne znači,
what it does not mean,
to je da smo bezgrešni.
Is that we are without sin.
I da jednostavno ne pogrešujemo.
That we just don't make mistakes.
I to svako zna iz svog ličnog iskustva.
And everybody knows that with their own experience.
Ne samo da to znamo iz iskustva,
not only do we know that an experience,
nego to govori isti ovaj apostol koji napisao i ovaj stih.
But that's what the same apostle that wrote this verse says the same thing.
Okrenimo prvo poglavlje.
Let's look at the first chapter.
I u prvom poglavlju on kaže da 8. stih.
In the first chapter, verse 8, he says,
da ako bi neko kazao za sebe da nema greha, da bi bio taj bi bio čovjek lažov.
If somebody would say that they have no sin, they would be deceiving themselves and the truth is not in them.
Mi znamo da će prisutnost greha
we know that the presence of sin
biti rešena tek kad Gospod dođe.
Will be abolished only when Christ comes.
Tada ćemo postati kao on.
Then we will be like him.
I o tome isto govori apostol Jovan.
That's also what Apostle John speaks about here.
I to govori u trećem poglavlju.
That's in the third chapter.
Ali ovaj stih 3:9.
But this verse 3:9
govori da na novorođeni vernik
says that a born again believer
ne može grešiti sa uživanjem.
Cannot sin and enjoy it.
Ne može grešiti svojim srcem, kao svojom voljom, kao
like he cannot sin with his heart, with his full will.
Ne možeš grešiti sa uživanjem.
You can't sin and enjoy it.
Svima se nama desi da padnemo.
We all fall.
Svakog dana.
Every day.
U mnogim stvarima.
In many things.
Ali šta je znak na novorođenog čovjeka?
But what is the mark of a born again man, Christian?
Odnosno, šta grešenje koje mu se dogodi, šta učini u njemu?
Moreover, what does the sin that he does do to him?
Učini tugu, al tako?
It brings sorrow.
Žalost jednostavno. Ako si to uradio prema nekom tvom bližnjemu,
friends or close people in your life.
Da li osjećaš potrebu da ideš da zamoliš za oproštaj?
Do you feel the need to go and ask for forgiveness?
Svakako da imaš odma osjećaj da trebaš Boga da zamoliš isto za oproštaj.
Obviously right away you know that you need to ask for forgiveness from the Lord.
Dakle, ovaj stih ne govori o totalnom neprisustvu greha u našem životu. Nego samo govori o tome da jednostavno to ne može biti tvoja navika, to ne može biti uobičajeno, to ne može biti stil tvog života. I koja je onda razlika između toga kad nisi bio na novo rođen i sada kad jesi? Razlika je u tome što kad nisam bio na novo rođen, greh je bio moj stil života.
Sin was my way of life.
Niti sam osjećao nekakvu savest u vezi toga.
I didn't feel some kind of remorse for that.
Ne kažem možda nikakvu savest.
I'm not saying no remorse.
Ali to je bilo toliko tupo da kažem.
But that was so dull.
Da ti uopšte nisi ni video da je to greh.
That for many sins you weren't even aware that they were sins.
Kada si nanovo rođen,
when you're born again,
ti si zapravo shvatio da je Isus i došao na ovu zemlju upravo zbog greha.
You understand that Jesus came to this earth specifically because of sin.
Jer da nije bilo greha, Isus ne bi trebao da dođe.
Jesus wouldn't have to come.
On je došao upravo zbog toga što se pojavio greh još kod Adama i Eve.
He came because of that, that sin came to be from Adam and Eve.
I ti kad si nanovo rođen, ti to duboko shvataš.
And when you're born again, you deeply understand that.
I zato se tvoj pogled na greh skroz promenio.
That's why your view on sin changes.
Tako da ako imaš to u tvom životu da da uvek osjetiš žalost, osjetiš opomenu od Gospoda.
So if you have that in your life that you always feel sorrow when you feel a reproach from the Lord.
To je znak da to Gospod radi u tebi.
That's a sign that God's working in you.
Također se u tvom srcu javlja mržnja prema grehu.
In your heart there also comes to be hatred towards sin.
Vidite, ti možeš neku stvar raditi koja je loša.
You can do something that's wrong. It's bad.
Ali ako si nanovo rođen,
but if you're born again,
tvoj stav prema tom grehu se menja do te mere da ti mrziš to.
Your relationship with that sin changes so much that you hate it.
Sa ovim naravno moramo biti oprezni u smislu što nema svaki vernik jednako poznanje šta je greh.
Not every Christian has an equal knowledge of what sin is.
Uopšteno govoreći ili doktrinalno govoreći,
generally speaking or doctrinally speaking,
greh je zapravo promašaj cilja.
Sin is actually missing the mark.
Ako imaš metu,
if you have a bullseye,
koju gađaš,
target that you are aiming at,
koju gađaš, bilo sa strelom, bilo sa čime god hoćeš,
with anything, an arrow or anything else,
onda promašaj, da kažem, mete je zapravo greh.
The missing the mark is actually a sin.
To je izvorno značenje šta je greh.
That's the core meaning of what sin is.
Tako da, u skladu sa tim kako rastemo u Gospodu,
so as we are growing in the Lord,
mi sve više poznajemo šta je ono u našem životu što je promašaj cilja. Sve više razumemo šta je ono što nije Bogu po volji. Kada se u svetu kaže reč greh, onda obično ljudi misle na neke velike skandalozne stvari. I skoro niko neće pomisliti da je greh kad si mogao dobro nekom da uradiš pa nisi uradio.
Really anybody will think it's a sin if you don't do good to somebody when you had the opportunity to.
A Biblija upravo to kaže da je i to greh.
But the Bible says that that is also a sin.
Jedna od definicija greha.
One of the definitions of sin.
U tom kontekstu kažem, moramo biti oprezni.
In that context I say we have to be careful.
Oprezni da ne budemo brzi da jednostavno ne gledamo druge i da osuđujemo druge.
Careful that we aren't quick to look at others and judge others.
Nego da gledamo sebe.
But to look at ourselves.
I šta je ono što nama Bog otkriva da jeste greh?
And what is it that God is revealing to me that is a sin?
Reč Božja nam je svakako nepogrešivi putak na tom putu.
The word of God obviously makes no mistake and it leads us on this path.
Apostol Jakov.
Jacob.
U trećem poglavlju, drugi stih.
James 3,
treća glava, drugi stih kaže.
Chapter 3, verse 2 says.
Kaže da svi pogrešujemo mnogo puta.
Says that we all make mistakes many, many times.
I kaže to se pogotovo dešava u rečima.
And it says that especially happens in words.
Tako da svaki jedan hrišćanin je svestan prisustva greha u njegovom životu.
So every Christian is aware of the presence of sin in their lives.
Njemu je žao zbog toga.
They're sorry for that.
Ali to je tako.
But that's how it is.
I bit će tako dok god ne umremo.
And it'll be that way until we die.
Ali znate koja je dobra stvar?
You know what the good thing is?
Što je Isus došao upravo da nas spasi od greha.
Jesus came to save us from that sin.
Ne samo da nam oprosti greh.
Not only to forgive us.
Nego da nas spasi od greha.
But to deliver us from
sin. Odnosno da nas oslobodi od tog greha.
To free us from that sin.
specifičnog greha kojeg nam on sam i otkrije.
The specific sin that he also reveals to us.
Tako da ćemo vidjeti kroz naš život,
so we'll see as our life goes on,
da kako vrijeme prolazi,
that as time passes by,
Bog nam uvijek otkriva nove i nove stvari u našem životu,
God will always reveal new things in our lives,
koje nisu po njegove volji.
That aren't done by his will.
A kad nisu po njegove volji, to znači to je greh.
But if they aren't by his will, then that means that's a sin.
Tako da šta je onda naša odgovornost?
So what is our responsibility then?
Naša odgovornost je da voljno ne živimo sa poznatim grehom.
Our responsibility is to not live in known sin.
I kad nam se desi da padnemo,
and when we do fall,
šta je rješenje?
What is the solution?
Rješenje je da odmah to priznamo.
The solution is to confess it right away.
Da se pokajemo.
To repent.
I da tražimo od Gospoda oslobođenje.
And to ask for freedom from the Lord.
I da ga onda slušamo na tom putu kojim nas
on uči.
Je tako da je to mnogo drugačije od onoga kad smo bili u svetu.
Isn't that much different than the way we were before we came to Christ?
Definitivno je drugačije.
It's definitely different.
Treća stvar u četvrtom poglavlju.
The third thing in the fourth chapter.
Sedmi stih kaže ovako.
Verse 7 says like this.
Ljubazni. Da ljubimo jedan drugoga, jer je ljubav od Boga. I svaki koji ima ljubav od Boga je rođen i poznaje Boga.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Dakle, onaj koji je nanovo rođen, on voli druge hrišćane.
So when somebody is born again, he loves other Christians.
U trećem poglavlju 14. stih isto govori na tu temu.
And the third chapter, 14th verse, also speaks on the same subject.
Kaže, mi znamo da smo prešli iz smrti u život jer volimo braću. Jer ko ne voli brata, ostaje u smrti.
It says we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death.
Ovo je jedan velik test.
This is a very big test.
Pošto, nažalost, nije nepoznato
because, sadly, it's not unknown to us,
da oni koji se zovu hrišćani
that many who call themselves Christians,
ima da se međusobno ne vole.
Do not love each other.
Dela govore, ponašanje govori.
Our actions speak of that.
Tako da mi nismo nenormalni da to ne vidimo.
So we're not, blind to that.
Ali ono što je nama još bliskije, to je da mi znamo u našem srcu
something that is even closer to us is that we in our own hearts know.
Da li ima neko koga ja ne volim?
Well, is there someone that I do not love?
Veći posao je da ja gledam da li ima neko koga ja ne volim.
The bigger challenge is to see is there someone that I do not love.
Nego da gledam druge pa da kažem ovaj ne voli onog ili ona je onog.
Rather than to look at someone else and say that person doesn't like that person or that one over there doesn't like the other one.
Ali ono što je definitivan znak da je neko rođen od Boga.
But something that is definitely a sign that somebody is born again or born of God.
To je da se u njegovom srcu
is that in his heart
javlja jedna posebna ljubav za svu Božju decu.
There is a specific special kind of love for all the children of God.
Koja se razlikuje od ljubavi prema tati, prema mami ili prema bratu ili prema sestri.
It is different from the love towards your parents or towards your brothers and sisters.
Jel vi to osjećate u vašem srcu?
Do you feel that in your hearts?
To je nešto posebno.
That's something special.
Zato što Bog je mene rodio od gore, nanovo rodio.
Because God allowed me to be born again from above.
Stavio svoju ljubav u moje srce.
Put his love in my heart.
I tako isto i tebe prerodio svojom rečju.
And he did the same thing with you.
I stavio ljubav u tvoje srce.
And put his love in your heart.
I onda je to nešto specifično, zato što Božja ljubav, ona je specifična u odnosu na sve ostale vrste ljubavi.
That is specific then, because God's love is very specific when you look at it compared to other love, versions of love that people see.
A kada govorimo o tome
when we're talking about that,
da vole druge hrišćane,
loving other Christians,
govori se o Božjoj ljubavi,
we're talking about God's love,
koju je On stavio u naše srce.
He put in our hearts.
Jer i onaj ko je nevernik,
because unbelievers also
on voli svoje dete ili svoju mamu ili svog tatu.
Love their children or their parents.
To je druga vrsta ljubavi.
That's another kind of love.
Ali jedna posebna vrsta ljubavi je koju Bog stavlja u srce onih koji su na novo rođeni.
But a separate or special kind of love is the love that God puts in the heart of a born again believer.
Ja ne kažem da se ti sa svakim hrišćaninom moraš složiti u vezi svake doktrine.
I'm not saying that you have to agree with every doctrine that some Christian believes in.
2000 godine hrišćanske istorije
2000 years of Christian history
nam govori da ima puno različitih doktrina.
Tells us that there are many different doctrines.
Ja uopšte, što bi ja želeo da se svi ljudi slože sa mojom doktrinom?
Why would I want everybody to believe exactly in the doctrine I believe in?
Ja verujem onako kako vidim da me Bog uči.
I believe the way that God shows me as he's teaching me through his word.
I on isto veruje tako, kako njega Bog uči.
However, God convicts him.
Ali ako je Bog njega prihvatio,
but if God accepted him,
moja je obaveza da ga ja isto prihvatim.
It's my responsibility to accept him.
To je jasna zapovest Božja.
That is a very defined commandment of the Lord.
Nažalost, danas,
sadly, many people today,
puno puta se ljudi raspravljaju u vezi doktrine.
Have many debates about doctrines.
Ne kažem da doktrina nije važna.
I'm not saying that doctrine is not important.
Smatram da postoje temelji hrišćanske doktrine koji moraju biti jednaki.
I think there are some fundamental truths that must be the same.
Ali također znam da postoji mnogo, mnogo stvari što se tiče doktrine.
But I also know there are many, many things when it comes to doctrine.
Koje nisu od takvog značaja što se tiče spasenja.
That aren't so, so meaningful when it comes to salvation.
I ono što je tužno da se ljudi upravo oko toga raspravljaju.
The saddest thing is that those are exactly the subjects that people fight or debate about.
Najčešće se ne raspravljaju o osnovnim istinama pisma.
They rarely debate about the simple truths of the Bible.
Nego o onim drugim, ako smem da kažem, u strahu Božijem, mnogo manjim.
But about those other, if I may say, with the fear of God in my heart, smaller things.
Sada, to ako nekad upadneš u raspravu sa nekim u vezi doktrine,
now, if you ever come into a debate with somebody about doctrine,
ne kažem naravno da nisi nanovo rođen, alo.
I'm not saying that you aren't born again.
Sam sam prvi puno upadao u takve rasprave.
I myself many times got into those
I znam da sam bio nanovo rođen.
And I know I was born again.
To je sad već stvar i iskustva i mnogo drugog čega.
That's just a thing of experience and many other things.
Ali ono što želim da kažem,
what I want to say is,
to je da definitivno moraš u srcu imati stav ja volim svu moju braću i sestre koje je Isus nanovo rodio.
You definitely have to have the start in your heart the knowledge that you love all of your brothers in Christ.
Šta da radim ako ipak tako nije u mom srcu?
What do I do if it actually isn't like that in my heart?
Pokaj se.
Repent.
Kaži ovako.
Say this.
Gospode, žao mi je.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Ovaj moj brat ili sestra.
This brother or sister of mine.
Razlikuje se od mene.
Is different.
Ne veruje isto kao ja sve.
Don't believe the same exact way I do.
Gospode, ali ono što je mnogo veće zlo.
Lord, but something that is a way bigger evil.
Što se u mom srcu pojavljuje da ne mogu da ga volim.
Is that I, in my heart I'm beginning to feel that I cannot love that person.
Gospode, molim te, oprosti mi.
Lord, please forgive me.
Gospode, promeni me.
Change me.
Promeni moje srce.
Change my heart.
Stavi, Gospode, još tvoje ljubavi u moje srce, ako mogu tako da kažem.
More of your love in my heart, Lord, if I can say it that way.
I Bog će nešto raditi.
And God will do something about that.
Ali vidite, ljubav,
but listen, love,
slično kao i oproštenje,
similar to forgiveness,
je više odluka u tvom životu,
is more of a decision in your life,
nego stvar osjećaja.
Then it is a thing of your feelings.
Tako da, ako ti odlučiš,
so if you decide,
da voliš braću i sestre,
to love your brothers and sisters,
ti ćeš vidjeti da će Bog tebe voliti tim putem.
You will see that God will lead you down that path.
Ne znači da si slep.
Not saying you're blind.
Ne znači da ne vidiš.
Does it mean that you don't see?
Ne znači također da se sa svime slažeš.
Does it mean that you agree with everything?
Ali ti jednostavno voliš.
But you simply love.
I niko ti ne može zabraniti da voliš.
And nobody can stop you from loving.
Jer, ako ne voliš,
because if you do not love,
ko je u problemu?
Who's the one in the wrong or in
pa
problem?
Sam si u problemu.
You yourself have a problem.
Ako ja sad, na primjer, nekog od vas ne bi voleo,
if I, for example, wouldn't love one of you,
pa zar nisam ja u problemu?
I'm the problem.
Ti možda ni ne znaš da te ja ne volim.
You may not even know that I don't love you.
Ali ja znam.
But I know.
I ko je u problemu?
And who's...
Pa ja sam u problemu.
I'm the one that's in the problem.
Ja imam problem da stanem s tobom da pričam.
I have a problem to speak with you.
Ja imam problem da se s tobom pozdravim.
I can't greet you.
Ja imam problem da tebe zagrlim.
It's hard for me to hug you.
Ja moram da glumim, moram da glumim.
I have to act around you.
Licemer sam.
I'm a hypocrite.
Pretvaram se.
I behave. I'm hiding my true feelings and emotions.
Pa ko je u problemu?
So who is the problem?
Pa ja sam sam u problemu.
I'm the one that's the problem.
Svako je u problemu. Onaj koji ne voli, samo on je u problemu.
The one who does not love is the one that is, has a problem.
Bog svoju ljubav izlije u naše srca kad se nanovo rodimo.
God pours his love into our hearts when we are born again.
Ali trebamo da uzrastamo.
But we need to grow.
I trebamo da prihvatamo ljude onako kako ih Bog prihvata.
And we need to accept people the way God accepts them.
Četvrta stvar.
The fourth thing.
U petom poglavlju kaže ovako,
in chapter 5 it says,
koji god veruje da je Isus Hristos od Boga je rođen i koji god voli onoga koji je rodio, voli i onoga koji je rođen od njega.
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him.
Ovaj stih upravo govori o tome što sam i malo pregovorio.
Speak specifically about what I was speaking in the past couple minutes.
Da onaj koji voli onoga koji je rodio,
that the one who loves the one who gave birth to him,
voli i onoga koji je rođen od njega,
loves the one that is born of him.
Ako je Bog mene na novo rodio,
if I am born again in Christ,
i Bog je tebe na novo rodio,
and you are born again in Christ,
kako je moguće da ja tebe ne volim ili ti mene?
And how can I not love you or you not love me?
Ja ne kažem da se đavo neće mešati.
I'm not saying that Satan won't try to mess around with
ja ne kažem da, da ti đavo neće puniti glavu.
I'm not saying the devil won't come and give you thoughts.
Ali šta je njemu cilj?
But what's his goal?
Njegov cilj je da ubije, ukrade i da ubije ili ukrade.
His goal is to kill or to steal.
Ne bi trebali da budemo ti koji ćemo da dozvolimo da on nama krade.
We shouldn't be those that would allow him to steal from us.
Ali ovaj stih kaže da je rođen od Boga onaj koji veruje da je Isus Hristos.
We say that here, this verse says that he who is born of God is he that believes that Jesus is Christ.
Onaj koji je rođen od Boga, taj je u potpunosti uveren da je Isus Hristos jedini spasitelj.
Whoever is born of Christ believes that Christ is the only savior.
Nema drugog puta.
There's no other way.
U današnje vreme je popularna teorija da postoje mnogi putevi do Boga.
Nowadays it's very popular the theory that there are many ways to God. Many
paths. Ako je za tebe put do Boga kroz Isusa, to je okay.
If your way to God is through Jesus, that's okay.
Ali isto tako ako je tvoj put do Boga kroz Budu, i to je okay.
But also if Buddhism is your way to God, that's also all right.
Ali isto tako ako je tvoj put do Boga kroz Muhameda, i to je okay.
And also if your way to God is through Muhammad, that's also okay.
Ako je tvoj put do Boga kroz hindu religiju, kroz milione i milione bogova, i to je okej.
If your way to Christ is through Hinduism with many, many millions of God, that's all God, that's also all right.
Ja verujem da hrišćani treba da budu u mnogome tolerantni.
I believe that Christians need to be tolerant in many things.
Ali u jednoj stvari ne mogu nikako biti tolerantni.
But in one thing they cannot at all tolerate.
A to je ono što ću sljedeće da kažem.
And that's the next thing I'm going to say.
Da je jedan Bog...
There's one God.
I da je jedan posrednik između Boga i ljudi, čovjek Isus Hristos.
And that there's one mediator between man and God, and that is Jesus.
I da nema drugog imena dato pod nebom ljudima.
There's no other name given under heaven.
Po kom imenu bi se ljudi mogli spasti?
By which people can be saved.
Osim do imena Isusa Hrista iz Nazareta.
Except the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth.
Ti stihovi nam apsolutno ne daju nikakvu mogućnost da budemo tolerantni po pitanju spasenja.
Those verses give us no room to be taught to tolerate any other way to of salvation.
I svaki onaj koji je nanovo rođen to zna.
And anybody who is born again knows that.
To je ovo što govori četvrta.
That's what the fourth subject says.
Peta stvar.
Fifth thing is.
U petom poglavlju četvrti stih kaže ovako: jer svaki koji je rođen od Boga pobeđuje svet ili nadvladava svet.
Chapter 5 verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes or conquers the world.
I vera je naša, ova pobjeda koja pobjedi svijet.
And our faith is the victory that has overcome the world.
U drugom poglavlju 16. stih nam govori šta je svijet.
Chapter 2 verse 16 says what the world is.
Kaže, jer sve što je na svijetu, telesna želja, želja očiju i ponos života, nije od oca, nego je od ovoga svijeta.
It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world.
Svaki koji je rođen od Boga, on naiđe na opoziciju od strane svijeta.
Everybody who is born of God will come in contact with opposition from the world.
Od strane svojih prijatelja,
from their friends,
kolega na poslu,
their coworkers,
roditelja, braća, sestre, u zavisnosti
brothers, sisters,
u zavisnosti da li su mu roditelji, jel, ako su neverni, tako.
Depending on whether or not their parents are born again or not.
Ali onaj koji je rođen od Boga,
but he that is born of God,
on nadvladava.
He overcomes.
Šta to znači?
What does that mean?
Kako Bog to gleda?
How does God view this?
Vidite, mi često gledamo ovako.
We many times view it this way.
Ja sam hrišćanin.
I'm a Christian.
Ja sam mali.
I'm small.
Nas je malo.
There's very little of us.
A đavo je velik.
But Satan is humongous.
Svet je velik.
The world is huge.
Iskušenja su velika.
And temptations are big.
I kako sad ja da živim tu?
And how can I live in this situation?
Jako je teško da živim tu.
It's very hard.
Ako jedva nekako uspem da se spasem.
Somehow, barely, I can be saved.
Ako jedva stignem do kraja mog života, a da budem veran Bogu.
If I just get to the end of my life and be faithful to God.
Često je takav neki utisak kod vernika.
Many times that's the impression that most Christians would give.
Ako čitamo Bibliju, to je skroz drugačije.
If you read the Bible, it's totally different.
Mi ne podcenjujemo neprijatelja.
We are not underestimating the enemy.
Mi znamo da on ima moć prevare.
We know that he has the power to trick.
Mi znamo da je on vredan u tom poslu.
We know that he is very dedicated to that.
I mi to osjećamo i u našem životu.
And we can feel that in our personal lives.
Mi osjećamo da on nas napada.
We can feel that he's attacking us.
Sve mi to znamo.
We all know that.
Ali sa druge strane.
But on the other hand,
Bog kako gleda stvari?
The way God views things.
On kaže ovako: jači je onaj koji je u vama.
He says, greater is the one that is in you
nego onaj koji je na svetu,
djavo. He that is in the world, Satan.
S druge strane, kaže Gospod da je on, da ga je Isus na krstu razoružao.
In other words, it says that Christ disarmed him on the cross.
Znate koja je to istina?
Do you know what a humongous truth that is?
Znate što znači da razoružaš jednog vojnika?
Do you know what it means to disarm a soldier?
Znači, u vojsci su dve armije
two armies,
koje zbog nekih razloga treba da ratuju.
For some reason they need to fight.
I sad zamisli da jedna od te dve strane, jedna od tih armija,
imagine that one of those armies,
uzmeš ih i razoružaš ih.
You take them and you disarm them, you take away all their weapons.
To znači da mu skineš, da mu oduzmeš oružje,
I mean to take away his weapons,
oklop, štit,
his armor,
kacigu,
his helmet,
čizme,
shoes.
Dakle, oslobodiš ga od svog naoružanja.
You take away all of his protection, all of his weapons.
Da li on onda predstavlja neku teškoću za ovu vojsku koja jeste naoružana?
Is he a worthy opponent of an army that is not disarmed?
Ne, uopšte.
Not at all.
Neće se bojati uopšte.
They won't have any fear.
To je slika hrišćanskog ratovanja.
That is the picture of Christian battle.
Bog nama daje svo oružje Božje.
God gives us all of the armor of God.
A za đavola kaže da je on je razoružan.
For Satan it says he's disarmed.
Wow, pa to je, zar to nije dobra vest?
Isn't that good news?
To je veoma dobra vest.
Very good news.
Ali šta je sad njemu ostalo?
But what does he have left?
Ostala mu je laž.
He has lies.
Ostala mu je prevara.
He has deception.
I zapravo je tužno.
And it's sad.
Tužno što tako jedan razoružan neprijatelj
like that,
puno puta ima uspeha u mom i u tvom životu.
Many times succeeds in my life and your life.
To je ono što treba da slama moje i tvoje srce.
That's what needs to break our hearts.
Gospode, sve si uradio.
Lord, you did everything.
Ti želiš da budem pobednik.
You want me to be a conqueror.
Gospode, rođen sam od tebe.
Lord, I'm born of you.
Onaj koji je rođen od tebe, on nadvladava svet.
Whoever is born of you overcomes the earth.
Ne radi se o tome da svet nadvladava tebe.
It's not, we're not talking about the world overcoming
ne,
you.
Ti nadvladavaš svet.
No, you overcome the world.
Dođe iskušenje.
Temptation comes.
Ti silom Duha Svetoga nadvladaš.
The power of the Holy Spirit, you conquer it.
Dođe iskušenje da prevariš nekoga u poslu. Silom Duha Svetoga ti to nadvladaš. Dođe neko pa te uvredi. Silom Duha Svetoga ti njega voliš. To je ono što Bog želi. Ne samo da On to želi, nego to jeste i moguće. Ako smo rođeni od gore, onda Gospod u nama će to da čini.
Then the Christ in us will do that.
Istina i kroz mnoge padove koje prvo padamo.
It's also true that that will also happen through the many times we have previously fallen.
Ali iskoristi svaki taj svoj pad.
But use each and every time you fail.
Da naučiš nešto.
To learn something.
I da u budućnosti prođeš drugačije kroz to.
And to go through that in a different way in the future.
Neka Bog i tebi i meni bude milosti u tome.
May God be merciful to all of us when it comes to this.
I posljednja stvar.
The last thing.
U 18. stihu, drugi deo stiha.
The 18th verse of the 5th chapter.
5:18, drugi deo stiha.
The second part of verse 18, chapter 5.
Kaže ovako, nego koji je rođen od Boga, čuva se. Dakle, prvi stih kaže ovako, znamo da nijedan koji je rođen od Boga ne greši. To je ono što se tiče druge. Isto to govori. Ali kaže, znači, ne greši, nego koji je rođen od Boga, čuva se i nečastivi ne dohvata se do njega.
In the first subject we're talking about in chapter 2 verse 29 we're talking about how Christians are not to sin, but here in the second part of chapter 5 verse 18 it says but he who was born of God keeps him and the evil one does not touch him.
Dakle, onaj koji je rođen od Boga, on se čuva.
So he that is born of God protects himself.
Vidite, to da se čuva, da čuva sam sebe kao.
To take care of yourself or protect yourself.
Da li to uključuje nešto od naše volje?
Does that include something of our own will?
Mi znamo to da je Bog naša snaga.
We know that God is our strength.
I da je Hristos u nama ili njegov Sveti Duh u nama sve to što jedino može da učini da budemo pobednici.
And that Christ in us or His Holy Spirit in us is the only thing that can make us conquerors.
Ali ko odlučuje šta ću ja da čitam?
But who decides what I'm going to read?
Ko odlučuje šta ću ja da gledam?
Who decides what I'm going to look at?
Ko odlučuje kako ću da potrošim vreme?
Who decides how I'm going to spend my time?
Svako od nas ima 24 sata na dan.
Each and every one of us has 24 hours in a day.
Da li nešto mi odlučujemo?
Do we decide something?
Ha, definitivno.
Of course we do.
Kaže da onaj koji je rođen od gore,
it says he that is born from above,
on se čuva.
He protects himself or guards himself.
I šta je onda rezultat toga?
So what is the result of that?
Rezultat toga je da se nečastivi ne dohvata do njega.
Is that the evil one does not touch him.
Odnosno da nečastivi nema uspeha kod njega.
Or that the evil one doesn't have any success in his life.
Od čega zavisi koliko će đavo imati uspeha u mom životu ili u životu moje sestre ili u životu bilo koga od vas?
So on what is it that it depends on whether or not Satan's going to have success in my life or my sister's life or your lives?
Đavo želi zlo svakom između nas.
The devil wants evil among all of us.
A Bog je zainteresovan za dobro između svakog od nas.
But God wants there to be good between all of us.
Od čega će zavisiti koliko će đavo imati uspeha u našem životu ili koliko će Bog imati dobrih stvari uspeha u našem životu?
So what is the deciding factor as in who is going to have more effect on my life, the devil or God?
Zar ne od toga kolika je naša saradnja?
Doesn't it come down to our cooperation with God?
Bog nas podstiče na dobre stvari.
God encourages us to do better things.
I mi možemo da slušamo to.
And we can be obedient to that.
Đavo nas podstiče na zle stvari.
The devil encourages us to do evil things.
I mi također možemo to da slušamo.
And we can also obey that.
Ali ne moramo.
But we don't have to.
Tako da onaj koji je rođen od gore,
so he that is born from above,
Drži sebe čistim.
Keeps himself pure.
Pazi na svoju dušu.
Guards his heart, his soul.
Svako ko je nanovo rođen je duboko svestan.
Everyone who is born again is deeply aware.
Da je bio duboko u grehu.
That he was deep in sin.
I da ga je Isus izvukao odande.
And that Jesus took him out of there.
I on sada drži to za vredno.
And he values that now.
On neće činiti stvari koje znaju da će mu biti na štetu.
He will not do things that he knows will do him harm.
To se odnosi na mnoge stvari, može se odnositi na mnogo toga.
That can be applied to many things.
Jesi primetio da kad si nekad nešto pogledao ili pročitao, da si se jednostavno zaprljao si se?
Did you notice that when you saw something or read something that you feel like you are dirty or defiled yourself?
Duh Sveti ti da opomenu.
Holy Spirit gives you a warning or approach.
Ali kada budeš sljedeći put u takvoj istoj situaciji,
next time when you're in the same situation,
opet si ti taj koji odlučuješ.
Again, you are the one that will decide.
Možeš prolaziti pored billboarda gdje si jednom video, ne svojom voljom, ali si jednostavno video da je nešto zlo.
You can be passing by a billboard that maybe in previous times you saw something that wasn't good.
I kad sljedeći put prolaziš tim putem,
and next time you're going on the same path,
ko odlučuje da ćeš ti pogledati to da pogledaš ili ne?
Who chooses whether or not you're going to look at that billboard again?
Ti si taj koji odlučuješ.
You're the one that decides that.
Možeš da pogledaš.
You can look at it.
Duh Sveti ti neće zakočiti vrat u suprotnom smjeru.
The Holy Spirit won't turn your neck in the other direction.
Ne, on tako ne radi.
He doesn't function that way.
Gospod je pravi Gospod.
God is a righteous God.
On ništa ne radi silom.
He doesn't do anything.
On želi tvoje srce.
He doesn't do anything forcefully. He wants your heart.
Ti možeš imati na umu da želiš da se čuvaš.
You can guard yourself and want to keep yourself pure.
A možeš i pustiti.
Or you can also just relax.
Stvari na tebi.
It's up to you.
Ali apostol Jovan je u ovih šest stvari.
But Apostle John in these six things.
Veoma jasno pokazao šta su znaci nanovorođenog čovjeka.
Very
obeležio.
In a very a way that everybody can understand, he showed these six facts.
Ja ne kažem da će kod svakog nanovorođenog vernika svih ovih šest stvari biti jednako izražene.
Not saying that these six factors will be equally shown in every Christian's life.
Neko će imati više problema sa ponekim stvarima, neko manje.
Somebody will have more problems with one specific thing than with the other.
Ali svako iz ovoga može da vidi šta je ono u kojoj stvari možda najmanje pokazuje da je nanovo rođen.
But from looking at this, everybody can see maybe what is the thing that I of these six facts, what is the thing that that is least evident in my Christian life.
I ako ti Gospod progovorio kroz nešto od ovih šest stvari.
If God convicted you of one of these six things.
Što je nepogrešiva njegova reč.
Which is in his word.
Onda jednostavno padni pred njim.
Then fall before him.
I kaži: Gospode, da, jeste, priznajem ti.
And so say, Lord, yes, I admit.
Znam da si me spasao.
I know that you saved me.
Znam da si me nanovo rodio.
I know that I'm born again.
I žao mi je, Gospode, što u ovoj ili u onoj stavki nisam ispravno pokazivao to.
And I'm sorry that in this or in that I wasn't in a proper way showing that.
Ali znam, Gospode, da si ti jedini spasitelj.
But I know that you are the only savior.
I znam da jedino ti možeš da me spasiš.
And I know that only you can save me from this.
I neka vas Gospod sve blagoslovi.
May God bless you all.
Amin.